Voting for the next Speaker of the Chair of Parliament has begun this morning at Kololo Independence Grounds in Kampala, presided over by the Chief Justice Dr. Flavian Zaija in the presence of President Yoweri Museveni. According to Zaija, there are only 370 members who will participate in today's voting process. The process started with the nomination of three candidates vying for the speakership position, the former Vice President, I beg your pardon, Jessica Lopo, has moved the motion to nominate former Minister of Defence, also West Budama County MP Jacob Abosobot, as the next Speaker of the 12th of Parliament. Alupo was seconded by the former Minister of Agriculture, Frank Tumwebaze. Tumwebaze said Obot is a modest person with a humble background, disciplined, patient and knowledgeable, among other qualities, who deserves to lead the next Parliament. Meanwhile, Katikam South MP Hassan Chirumira also moved the motion to nominate Jinja East MP Paul Mwilu for Speaker of the 12th of Parliament. He said Mwilu will restore the rule of law and uphold the accountability by checking wasteful expenditure. He was seconded by Sarah Wansasula, the woman MP of Jinja City, noting that Mwilu is a man of integrity. Meanwhile, Toshi County MP Peter Okot moved a motion to elect the former Justice and Constitutional Affairs Minister, also Democratic Party President General Norbert Mao, as the Speaker. He said Mao is a peacemaker, loves reconciliation and unity. Okot was seconded by Aswa County MP Simon Peter Wakaraj.
The issue is what is at stake as we elect the Speaker. And what is at stake is bigger than any candidate. The NRM has lived with Norbert Mao as Minister for Justice and Constitutional Affairs for 4 years. Surely, colleague, NRM can live with Norbert Mao for 5 years as the Speaker. So let us rise above partisan alliance and embrace the gift of Norbert Mao to the NRM and Uganda. Don't ask why Mao, but ask why not Mao. My Lord Chief Justice and Honorable Member, I beg to move. Thank you very much.
And as Ugandans await on who will be chosen as the next Speaker and Deputy Speaker of the 12th Parliament, a section of MPs have spoken out on the qualities that the next leaders should possess, with transparency, equality, respect and knowledge for the laws and rules of procedure of Parliament, featuring high on the qualities they cited. Kelsey Gavirano, the Rampala East MP, admits that the 11th Parliament was run in a pathetic manner and hopes that the leaders in the 12th Parliament will prioritize cleansing the House in the first months to ensure a smooth flow of business. Having been a legislator in the earlier two parliaments under the leadership of Edward Chiwonka Sekandi and Rebecca Kadaga, Gabirano expresses the desire that the next Speaker and Deputy Speaker should exhibit transparency, respect for institutions, and follows the rules to the dot, with focus of restoring public trust in the first year of the operations of the 12th Parliament.
The expectation is that we should be working to ensure that the beginning of the 12th Parliament is so smooth that we have to erase whatever happened in the 11th Parliament in the first few months of the 12th Parliament. We must make a commitment to clean up Parliament, a commitment to change the image of Parliament, and thereafter a commitment to change the image of government so that the government can work for the people.
Similar sentiments were expressed by Kefa Chiwanuka, the Chivoga East MP, who called for the need for the next Speaker to be transparent, respectful of the rules of procedure, and ensure that the NRM does not abuse the majority advantage it holds in Parliament, but rather ensures that the will of the people is upheld while conducting business.